It may be the third year for Halifax, but Walter Forsythe is particularly excited about this year's launch of Halifax's horror-themed film festival. "The first year, we just did it online and there was a lot of interest," notes the co-founder of the annual genre festival that originated in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. "But we missed the in-person part, of course, and, that's the fun part, just getting together with friends and colleagues and people that are into it." Started in 2020 while increasing COVID-19 cases were still creating widespread restrictions on public gatherings, Halifax quietly launched as Halifax's sole festival dedicated to the genre of horror films. "There's been little bits off and on in Halifax, but we just thought maybe we'll just try a festival that's a little more consistent and that is a celebration of that genre," notes Forsythe, who created Halifax with Angus Swantea. "We open it up to sci-fi and fantasy as well, so it's not just horror, but there are a lot of films like this made around the world and we thought it'd be great to show them here in Halifax." The third incarnation of Halifax, launching just days before Halloween, will spotlight 6 feature-length horror films as well as 40 short films spanning 3 days, starting Friday, October 21. As well, for the first time, the genre festival is thrilled to announce a partnership with its latest in-person venue, the Bus Stop Theatre. "We had tried to book it last year but it just didn't work," says Forsythe, recalling the festival featured some in-person screenings last year at St. Mary's University. "It was a well-executed event, just not super well-attended. People weren't ready to go out yet, so we thought we'd do it again, and there's definitely more interest this year." There is good reason for the boost of interest in Halifax as well. After all, as Forsythe notes, this year they have lined up an impressive array of films, including the award-winning Spanish feature, Everyone Will Burn, as the opening night feature. "It's pretty intense," admits Forsythe, adding the movie was selected as the opening night film among several other potential submissions. "It's a story of this cursed town and then 40 years later, this curse comes back and it just sort of takes over the town and it's just mayhem really." Co-written and directed by Los Angeles-based auteur David Hebrero, Everyone Will Burn follows the story of a suicidal woman who receives a visit by a strange little girl who may have a connection to a local legend about stopping an impending apocalypse. "This little kid just shows up and this woman sort of takes her in," notes Forsythe. "But, this kid is sort of the devil incarnate." Other highlights of Halifax include an award-winning festival favorite from Halifax filmmaker Colin McDonald called Stitches, in which a woman must deal with a wound that will not heal. "Last year I screened a film at Halifax and I had the best time," notes McDonald in a news release. "I'm incredibly excited to screen my latest short film this year. There's no feeling like coming home for a screening." Halifax also offers a short film script contest that will wrap up with a free live table read at the bus stop on Sunday morning. There will also be an opening reception Friday evening at Propeller Brewing on Gottigen Street from 10 p.m. to midnight. Halifax is also hosting a special premiere of the family feature Kids vs. Aliens from Canadian filmmaker Jason Isener that will take place a week later on October 29 at Park Lane Cinemas, but the festival will wrap its weekend festivities on Sunday with the closing feature film, Cult Hero, from director Jesse Thomas Cook. "It's Canadian, I love that," says Forsythe of the Fantasia International Film Festival Silver Award-winning film. The hit horror comedy focuses on a one-time reality TV star turned cultbuster, who helps a realtor break her husband out of what is supposed to be a new-age health spa. "They are just over-the-top characters," adds Forsythe of the closing night film. "And it's a very funny film, so it's a nice way to end, Halifax, on a funny horror comedy." For more information or the full lineup of Halifax films, visit the website.